Welcome to the sixth installment of the peer-to-peer series. Today we'll be looking at Peer Channel. Peer Channel is built-in infrastructure inside of Windows Communication Foundation to build a peer mesh and then broadcast messages to all of the peers in the mesh. So this is different than what we did in the earlier episodes where we were taking kind of basic WCF and leveraging PNRP to provide a way to connect point A to point B. What Peer Channel does is it establishes a mesh among all of the peers participating in a given channel and then allows you, the developer, using a duplex style of communication to send and receive broadcast messages with all of the other peers. There's really no way to send one message from peer A to just peer B using peer channel. So just be aware that you're pretty much in broadcast mode when working with peer channel. There are secure and unsecure channels. We're going to start off by looking at unsecure channels. In future screencasts, we'll look at doing some things with secure channels using things like certificates or usernames and passwords. What I want to do is go right into a demo and show you a peer channel application working, and then we'll kind of break down what we saw, some important things to think about, and then we'll dive into actually how that application was built. Now, some things to know, and this is what I'm going to talk about. When we looked at that application, there was actually quite a bit of communication going on there. I was joining the mesh. I was determining, you know, if I was alone or not. I was starting the bingo game. And then, more importantly, I was sending messages about what words had been heard and not heard. And so one of the most important things to think about when working with Peer Channel is your messaging patterns and how they're going to work and how you're going to move information around the mesh. Log on, log off operations still extremely useful. You need to think about things like if a peer were to join that bingo game in the middle of it, how would the peer get all of the past bingo words that had already been identified? Are you even going to allow that to happen? Does a peer need to be a host inside the mesh, or is everyone equal? In my application, someone had to start the game, so I had the concept of a host, even though we were using kind of this universal mesh. The other thing that you didn't realize, but we'll talk about when we get into the code, is that when I send a message, that same message is being processed on the node that sent the message. So I get my own messages that I'm actually sending. So how are you going to handle those? How are you going to detect those? And what kind of operations do you need to do to account for that? And then lastly, are there messages that only need to travel to nearby peers? Do I need the message to go to everyone or only a subset of everyone? Again, this is not for point-to-point communication, but we support this concept of what are called peer hops, which is the ability to say, okay, I only want this message to go to the peers so many hops away, with a hop basically being defined as the peer who received a message after I sent it. So let's talk about the messaging pattern that we saw in that application, just to give an idea of some of the things you need to account for. So in that application, someone would hear a buzzword, and they would check it in their application, where you get the little question mark, basically saying, I've heard this word, but I don't know if it's actually been heard by everyone else. Maybe I was mistaken, or I need someone else to validate it so it can become a check mark in my bingo card. And so as soon as I heard that word and checked the checkbox, what I did is I sent an update message to all of the other peers saying, this is the word I've heard. Now, no one else has heard that word, so they would just basically throw that message away. Now, let's say player A hears peer-to-peer later in the meeting, and so now he will send out an update message saying, hey, I've heard the word peer-to-peer. Now, player B had already heard it. So what he will do is say, okay, I can now confirm the fact that P2P is valid. And so I'll send out another update message, but this time I'm going to check the is confirmed flag in the message to say that, yes, I've actually heard that message. And so what happens is I send out the exact same update message with just a little bit of additional data. And what that allows everyone else to do is say, ah, so peer-to-peer is now a valid word. Let me check that off on my checkbox. Now, again, what I elected was that, you know, once a word was confirmed, everyone got it on their card. You could just as easily make it a harder game by saying not only does it have to be confirmed by someone, but you don't get to confirm the word until you send out an update message and get a confirmation back. So that is, you know, again, just the way that I approach the messaging pattern for this particular part of the application. Here I have three instances of Buzzword Bingo running on my laptop. And so this is the classic idea of I'm going into a meeting, I know I'm going to be bored, so I want to play Buzzword Bingo. And instead of handing out paper Buzzword Bingo sheets at a time, I'm going to have people run this application on their laptops. And so in this case, everything's on one laptop, but this could be obviously multiple laptops in a meeting room, or if you're watching a meeting over a presentation or a meeting over a live meeting, you could be playing across the internet doing this. And what I want to do is focus more so on the nuances of building a peer channel application from a message passing, from a state handling perspective at a very high level. And then in subsequent screencasts, we'll actually start to rip this application open and look at the actual peer channel, you know, code that we use to build these applications. So I'm going to go ahead and join the game. What this is doing is using WCF peer channel to create a peer channel mesh. And the mesh actually allows me to determine if I'm the only peer currently joined to a particular mesh. So you can see I have these values here, is online and is alone. Is online is what's provided to me by the WCF peer channel infrastructure. Is alone is an application semantic that I've built, which basically says, okay, if you've joined and you are online, but there's no other nodes, you're connected, but you're also alone. In my application, what that means is I'm responsible for loading all of the buzzword bingo, the buzzwords for my bingo game. So I'm going to load just the text file, and I'm basically now online, but I'm alone. So let's go ahead and join some other players, which will illustrate the next issue that we need to be concerned with in regards to handling messages in a peer mesh. Watch the current players areas here as these other players join the game. And it takes a little bit for them to join, but you'll see what happens is that not everyone, based on the way this app is built, and I purposely built it with this error just to show this, not every player is aware of all the other players that have joined. So you can see here, player A was the first player in the mesh, so it or he or she will hear all the other players as they announce that they've joined the game. This is a message passing mechanism. This is not something provided by peer channel. You need to basically announce your presence. I can tell you if you're the only node or not, but we need to pass messages. So what happens is, based on this message passing pattern, only players who've joined before other players will know that those subsequent players have joined the game. I should obviously build a better messaging pattern to handle that, but this would kind of be the default behavior that you would get just leveraging peer channel straight up. I send in join messages, and only people who are already part of the mesh would hear those join messages. So I would need to build some other message passing parameter to handle that. And that brings us to kind of, well, what do you mean by that? Well, let's take a look at an example. I'm going to go over here and actually start the game now. And so that was just a broadcast message that sent all of the buzzwords to each player, and they've randomly distributed those across their card. And then as players listen, they can check different words that they've heard. And you can see they get a question mark. What happens when I check is I send a message. On the flip side, if I check a box that someone's already heard, so let's say I check the register word, let me find it, I send that and I'm miraculously able to tell everyone that, hey, register is now a heard word. Again, this gets into how I'm handling message passing, how I'm passing state and messages between all of the players in this application. We'll go into the message handling in more detail here in just a second. And again, we'll look at how we actually do that from a programmatic perspective in some subsequent screencasts. The last thing I want to show you is I'm going to pop open my command window. And you see I've already gone into the network services shell, PNRP, peer. And actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch over to the cloud namespace. And I'm going to say show names. And if you look, you can see that there are actually peer-to-peer names in existence, multiple in this case, because I have multiple instances of my application running. But Buzzword Bingo, that is what's being registered as the mesh name that's being used by all of these different applications. So it's an unclassified and unsecure peer name that's being used by the WCF peer channel. Just kind of an interesting thing to kind of see how some of the previous screencasts that we've talked about, how they're being used by WCF peer channel. So let's go back in and talk about the message passing aspects of building peer channel applications in a little more detail with a little harder example. In the next installment, what we'll do is actually take a look at building an actual peer channel application. We'll start off and show you some of the basics, and then we'll delve into the Buzzword Bingo application a little bit deeper and show you how I went about building that application. So until next time.